Tschüss. Rav Shlita. Speak a little about Parshas Maaseh. Try to connect it with the Mayim Tzara in these days, it's 3 weeks. And the Maaseh in Israel, which speaks about the Maaseh, the traveling of Klal Yisrael. It's man-based Maaseh, 42 stations. Stayed in 42 places. It's man-based traveling from one place to the other. And the Ichta Moshe wrote his Maaseh. Rodan in Masos, Api Hashem. If you ask why does it have to say that Moshe wrote, of course, if it says in the Torah, Moshe wrote it in Api Hashem, everything that says in the Torah, Moshe writes Api Hashem. Why does it have to say explicitly that the Masos that Moshe wrote it? Of course he wrote it, it says in the Torah, so obviously it's written Api Hashem. Amalek, they also find when she told Moshe Kesef, Zayzikar Masef, a special command, mitzvah to write, Muhammad Amalek. Besides that's a parsha in the Torah, it was written up in Moshe, there was also a special tzivui, a special mitzvah that she told them explicitly to write. First, the meaning of derech. Remember, it's Maaseh, it's our derech. A derech, a way of traveling. Plus, it went from one place to other place. When you travel, obviously, you have a mind to reach a destination. A place where traveling will stop. This is the came to your final destination. So, derech has to be defined. Always look, when you look at the definition of a word, the deeper meaning of a certain word or expression, you have to look first time it says in the Torah. First time it says something in the Torah, that's like the shorish, the source. That word. So the first derech, the Torah is mentioned, the Torah mentions, the derech Eitz Achai. The derech to come to the Eitz Achai. The Eitz Achai, the tree of life which is in the Gan Eden. And that's the Zohar says, it's exactly in the middle of the Gan Eden, it's the center. The center point of the Gan Eden. And the Gan Eden, as I also says, is in the middle of the world. Even though Yerushalayim is the middle of the world, that's where Baruch is, that's the middle of the world, the middle of the Yeshivoy, the part of the world that's inhabited, that's in Yeshiv. I'm not regarding the wilderness and the warriors. Before the Chet of Eitz Hadas, the whole world should have been the Yishuv, so the center point of the world is also the center point of the Yishuv world, or the part of the world that's civilized, inhabited. And after the Chet of Eitz Hadas, it became such a concept as the barriers, deserts, and wilderness. So the center point of the world is considered the center point of Yishuv Olam, and that's Yerushalayim. So really Yerushalayim and the Gan Eden are basically the same meaning. And the Gan Eden is the center of the world, the middle of the world, and the Eitz Chaim is in the middle of the Gan Eden. So to reach a destination, you have to reach a place. You know that the only derech, the Torah, that you have a mitzvah to go on that derech. I could be mekayem the whole Torah without going and without traveling at all. There's no special mitzvah of traveling. You have to travel. But the derech that you have to go, that's a mitzvah, is to be oyler regel. You have to be oyler regel, you have to go to Yerushalayim. And the Rishonim speak about it, that it's not only that it's a chana for the mitzvah. The derech to Yerushalayim is not like preparation to be in Yerushalayim. The derech itself is a mitzvah. That's why Shluch HaMitzvah Ein HaMizorkin, the Ritva says, learn out from Ali Yisrael, the Yachmed Yishas Arzichol, Balayisichol, Eros Pnei Hashem, Shalosh Pram Bashana. So his mazbe, a chana for the mitzvah is not bechlal Shluch HaMitzvah Ein HaMizorkin. You have to have the mitzvah itself. Only the mitzvah itself has that sigula, that you're not nizik. So Shluch HaMitzvah Ein HaMizorkin, learn out from the regel. So it means the aliyah regel itself is a mitzvah. Going that way is a mitzvah. You have to go, that's the derech that you have to go. So aliyah regel has to resemble the destination we have to reach, which is called the Eitz HaChaim. Eitz HaChaim is the first derech in the Torah. So that's where you have to reach. You have to come to the Eitz HaChaim. Well, there's a certain madriga in every world. There's a madriga that's sort of the center of that world, means the center of that madriga. And that's Chaim. Chaim means Dveikus. You have to reach to the madriga of Dveikus. Atam Advekim B'Shem Alkeichem Chaim Kilchem Ayyem. So it tells you, B'charta B'Chaim. You have to choose Chaim. So he says he's stronger. He says, I gave you as a toiv, as a chayim, as a mav, as a zara. And the Torah doesn't say you should choose toiv. It's not enough to choose toiv. The Torah says, doesn't say v'charta b'toiv. The Torah says v'charta b'chayim. You should come to realize that toiv is not enough. The toiv really is a higher madriga of toiv that's called chayim. The Torah is life. And life means dveikus aver. You're so close to Hashem that you can't separate from Hashem. You're attached to Hashem. So that's the tachlis of the world, to reach that madriga. Now every Yom Tov, we come to a certain madriga of Chaim. You know, there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hilchos Avelus, there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos, there's no Avelus. There's no Avelus on Shabbos. No morning, there's no Hilchos Avelus on Shabbos. Shabbos is not Mafsik Avelus. It doesn't take away the Avelus. After Shabbos, there is Avelus. But on Shabbos itself, there's no Avelus. On the contrary, Yom Tov is mafsik Avelus. Yom Tov takes away the Avelus. If someone says Shiva, comes Yom Tov, the Shiva is bottled. If you Shloshim, comes a Yom Tov, no more Shloshim. It nullified the Avelus, took away the Avelus. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why is Shabbos only not knowing Avelus, and Yom Tov takes away the Avelus? So the difference is, because Shabbos, as I says, is Yom the Nishmasos, the day of the Neshama, lo Yom the Guf HaKlal, has no connection to the Guf. It's completely a day of Neshama. And that's really, if you look at the plain meaning of Shabbos, you know, what happens Shabbos? Did anything happen Shabbos? Someone is going to ask you, why are you so happy on Shabbos? Why are you on a different mood on Shabbos. What's Shabbos? What's the meaning of Shabbos? So you can't tell them anything tangible. They will say, I feel different. It's a neshama. Neshama Yisrael. It's a neshama Yisrael. It's a light. But you can't tell them anything that is like tangible in this world. Because it's Yom Nishmas, it's a day of neshama. Lo Yom Nishmas, klal. And there is also Mazbe that the Chitzani, the external part of the world, has no Aliyah on Shabbos, only the Pnimi Zayim. So Shabbos is a Yom of neshama. So in the Yom of neshama, there's no Avelus, because the whole Avelus comes only because of the Guf. The Guf dies, the neshama doesn't die. The neshama goes up to Shemayim, there's no Misa on the neshama. The Guf, the whole Gzeres Misa, is Afar Atav al Afar Tashav. Yeah, who's Afar? The Guf is Afar, and he goes back to Afar, that's the Misa. So the Avelus only comes because of the Guf. The Shabbos, you enter a world of neshama. In other words, you're not in the Olam of the Guf at all. You're in the Olam of the Neshama. You connect yourself with the Neshama of the Nifter, and the Neshama of the Nifter has no Avelus. He went up to the Olam Aliyah. So, in other words, you lift yourself up to a different world where there's no, you don't feel any Avelus. Yom Tov has to do with the Guf too. Yom Tov as a shaykhs with the Guf. Because Yom Tov, things happen which have to do with the Guf. Tangible things. You're asking, what is Pesach? Because Pesach, we experienced Nisan, which the Guf also saw. There was Eser Makis, there was Kriyas Yamsev, there was Makis Pachayris. Something tangible happened every Yom Tov. And of course, in a certain way, it's very visible that it repeats itself in every Yom Tov. It comes down to the Guf too. So if the Kedusha comes down to the Guf, it means that a certain aura, a certain sample, a certain insight that the Guf comes also miskadish like the Neshama. So that's the aura of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Once they have Tchiyas HaMeisim, Tchiyas HaMeisim is a nechama for all the Avelim. The biggest nechama of all the Avelim is that they realize that there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim. So Yom Tov is you have a certain Besura Teva, a certain revelation, as Galus, as Sagit, that there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim. So that's why all Yom Tov, the Torah says, is in a time of Tal, when you bench Tal. First day of Pesach, you start with Tal, and the Tal goes on till Shemini Atzeres. There's some story, Shemini Atzeres, you finish with the Tal. Because Tal is Tal Shal Tchir. Tal is Tchir Zameis. With the Tal, the virgin has been a Mechai Meis. So the whole Yom Tov has to do with Tchir Zameis. That's why Yom Tov is Mayadam of Simcha. Shabbos is not Simcha. Shabbos is a Ur, it's Einik Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos, but not Simcha. Simcha is Mayadam of Simcha. Because the definition of Simcha has to do with Chiz Ameis, because Adai and Samcha Kadroch Balamai, the Virgin didn't have Simcha from his world because there's Avelis. If the Avelis people die, so there can't be Simcha. So the only Simcha you can have if you have an Aur of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And the definition of Simcha means that if you define Simcha with the Pnimistic definition, Simcha means what's Simcha, what's called rejoice, what means Simcha? Of course, true Simcha. Simcha, I would put in the dictionary, the definition of Simcha is the feeling that you have when you go out from a darkness to a light. That feeling is called Simcha. When you go out from a choshech to a oir, So that's simcha. Because you see that the Baalei Simcha and the Bria, the ones that sing, the singers of the creation, the Baalei Simcha are called the birds. The birds are the Baalei Simcha. And the birds is called Tzipor. And the Rabban says that Tzipor is a Lashon Tzafra, morning. Because the birds sing very sweet in the morning. When the sun starts shining, the birds start singing. So you see that singing is instituted in creation, in the Bria, when light comes, when the darkness diminishes and the light takes its place. So you see in the nature of the Bria that Simcha means when the Choshech becomes a. In a deeper simcha we find by Yaakov Avinu, that the Malach HaMavas was the source of all darkness. And he said, Shalcheinu Ka'ola HaShachar, send me away because the morning star emerges. Started, the morning started. And Rashi says, Yigiz Mani Lo'im Ashir, came my time to say Shir. So a Shir of the Samach Mem is when darkness changes over to earth. And that's called Shir. So May Adam the Simcha. May Adam the Simcha, because the Guf, who is under the decree, under the Gzeir of Misam, feels, he goes out from a Choshech to Ori, he feels Tchis HaMesim. So he feels Tchis HaMesim, so that's a Simcha. So it's May Adam the Simcha, and that nullifies Avelus, takes away the Avelus. In other words, it gives you a big Nechama, and shows you that Avelus is not forever. It's Avelus, but eventually it will be Tchias HaMesim. So, Chazal say, Chai Vodom, Kalut Mei Rabbi Beregel, he learned out from Elisha, Shinamis had a son, and the son son died, and she went to Elisha. And why did she go to Elisha? Because what did she want from Elisha? She wanted Elisha to be Mechaim Mason. And that's what Elisha did. He was Mechaim Mason. So that's the Mekor, that's the limit from where you learn out Chai Vodom, Kalut Mei Rabbi Beregel. So if that's the Mekor of the Chazal Dashnut from there, so it means that when you Mekabel the Pnei Rabbi Beregel, it has to be a rabbi who has the madrig of Tchis HaMesim. And the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi Beregel is a resemblance of Kabbalah's Pnei Ashkena in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kabbalah's Pnei Ashkena of the Beis HaMikdash is also the same Kabbalah's Pnei Ashkena that you find by Elisha. A Kabbalah's Pnei Ashkena of Tchis HaMesim. Well, there's a lot from the husband of the Shinamis said, Lo yish Shabbos haim lo yish chaydish. So, Maklal, the Shabbos v'chaydish, you have to be Mekab b'nei Rabbi. And the Achronim has the Kashat Tzlach, another Achronim, it doesn't say regal, it says Shabbos and chaydish. Shabbos v'chaydish, you're not Mekab b'nei Rabbi. So, that was Chayim, Tchiz HaMesim, means that the Guf and the Nisham work together, they're both Chai. Shabbos, that's Yom Nishmas, that's the Nisham. Chodesh stands for the Guf, and also stands for the Sherish of all Yom Tovim, because all Yom Tovim are dependent on the Chodesh, on when Chodesh is, and the Torah speaks about Pesach, the Torah starts with Chodesh as Elohim Resh Chadashim. Chodesh is called like the Guf, because the Shemesh, it's like the earth and the shaman, it shines to the Yireach. The Yireach is the receiver, the recipient of the Shemesh, which is like the Guf, is Mekabel from the Shemesh. And every Rosh Chodesh is like Tchis HaMesim. As we say, David Melech is so high a kind. When the moon gets less and less, it's like the Guf lost its high. It became Choshech. And every Rosh Chodesh is like Tchis HaMesim. So Shabbos is the eye of the neshama, shines into the guf, which is chodesh. So it's like chodesh, or like Shabbos is really the shayrish of tchiyas ha-meis. So you go to a rabbi that's going to be mechayim meis. And that's the derech that you go. The derech that the Torah tells you to go, the Torah tells you to go to chai. The Torah tells you to go to yom tovim, which yom tovim achai. It resembles the first derech, the derech eitz achai. The final destination where you have to reach, you could call it Chai. Call it a different name too. You can call it Kvod Hashem. As where are you going? You're going to Kvod Hashem. As you're going to be on the Madrega where you're going to be part of Kvod Hashem. Bizoichet Tashras Hashchanam. Which Ashras Hashchan is called Kvod Hashem. No, you're going to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash says it's Kvod Hashem Olei Es HaMishkan. It's the place of Kvod Hashem. In other words, what's the Tachlis? You could call the Tachlis and the purpose of everything called many names. You could have to come to the Madrega of Tveikis. You could say that Kol Ma Shebara Kodesh Baruch Ha'Lagvubara L'Kvodah. Which created everything for his covenant. So if that's the purpose of creation, so the Kvod Hashem. So that's the destination. That's where you have to reach, Kvod Hashem. It's the same thing. Because someone who has Dveikus, so of course he has Ashras Hashchana, and he reveals Kvod Hashem. If you call it Kvod Hashem, it adds on to the understanding, the depth, of the inyan of that destination, of that chai. Because, in other words, the plain way of thinking of about a derech means the derech is really irrelevant. The main thing is that you have to reach your place, you have to reach your destination. How you reach it is not important. That's not what you're looking for. You're not looking for the derech. You're looking for derech as a preparation, a way to reach the tachlis. And that's it. Once you reach the tachlis, you can forget about the derech. How you reach is not important. Okay, I came here. What's the difference? I came here, and came that way, the other way. It's no difference. No, the derech is not there. But that's a mistake. Once you reach the meaning of Tachlis, which is called Kvod Hashem, so you know that Kvod Hashem fills up the entire world. The entire world is full of Kvod Hashem. Not only the Beis HaMikdash is Kvod Hashem. Not only the Eitz HaChaim is Kvod Hashem. Kvod Hashem is Yimolei, Kvod Hashem is Kol Ha'aretz. Kvod Hashem has to fill up the entire world. And the Kvod Hashem becomes revealed and becomes nisgala in many levels, in all levels. Let's say a person is a plain Jew, a plain Yid, who serves the Rebbeinu Shel Olam like a very plain person, very small hasagas, understanding, aspirations, like a plain Jew. So there's a certain Kvod Hashem that emerges only from him, that can't come out from a tzaddik. When a plain yid serves Hashem, so it means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is full, not only in the higher elements, he is full in the lower elements too. He's there in the lower elements too. In Marosha, when he does a good deed, is also a certain revelation that Meloich Al Haaretz Kevodo. The good deed of the Rosh shows that there is a Likus, there's a Kvod Hashem, and a certain Kvod Hashem which comes out even from the Sitracha, even from the Russia. Like the Medrashem, Shem Shikilusa Elim Na Tzadikim, Kachilusa Elim Na Rishon. So when you go on a derech, it doesn't mean that you only reach the destination. When you go on a derech, it means you're filling up the whole derech with Kvod Hashem. Every station, every madrega that you have is all part of the Kvod Hashem. You don't understand it until you reach the destination and you come to the Kvod Hashem, then you look back and then you understand that everything that you did is part of this Kvod Hashem. It's a different level of Kvod Hashem. It's a smaller level, but it fills up the Kvod Hashem means that there are persons that let's say he's not on the regular to have Kedusha. He's a big baltaiva, nachila. Yeah, he likes to eat, he's very has a big passion for food and he can't control himself when it comes to food. Okay, that's his madrega. But he's on the way, he's a restaurant. And the restaurant doesn't have a real good hashgacha that he's used to, but he has a big urge to eat. And he's misgaber on his yetzahara, and he holds himself back and doesn't eat. So a big Kvod Hashem came out from this person has such a passion of eating, which can't come out from a tzaddik. Doesn't come out from a tzaddik, because a tzaddik is much higher than that. So every madrega that you are, every destination, every place that you are, is all part of the Kvod Hashem. And that's what the Anani Kovit was, the Ananim that led Klal Yisrael from madrega to madrega. Because they're always in the Anani Kovit, they're always Kvod Hashem. In every madrega they are, they're Kvod Hashem. Say it in a different... from a different angle, you could say, let's say, Chaim has to do with Zechira. Chaim has to do with remembering. Like you know that the Emes is always forgotten. Gzera l'Emes she'eshtakech min alev. Where there's Chaim, there's Zechira, and when there's Nisa, there's Shikha. That's a klal. Whenever there's the law of life, there's the law of remembering. When there's Misa, it's forgotten. It's plain because Chaim means that the thing exists. And Misa, that it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, so it's forgotten. It's nothing. It's not there. So it's not there. There's no reason to remember it. No, it's nothing. It died. So if you go on a derech, so you reach one station, another station. But that station is meaningless. You pass that stage. You're now a new stage. So that old stage could be forgotten. It's forgotten. It's not there. You know, it's not important. It's irrelevant. It's not important. It's not there. You reach the new stage. So you forget it. But if you go to the whole derech is a derech eitz chayim. You go to chayim. So this chayim has a certain hashpah, has a certain effect on the whole derech. Because you go in the derech eitz chayim. So the law of Chaim fills up this whole derech, and the derech is not forgotten. And that's what we mean, because every part of the derech is important. Every part of it is not forgotten. It's important. It's there. It's not that it's not there. It accomplished something, and it accomplished something that can't be accomplished with the higher madrega. It's accomplished only with this madrega. So... this is the meaning of a yichtay Moshe. Whenever the Torah is afraid of shikha, the Torah wants to emphasize zechira, the Torah writes a special halacha that you should write it. Write it means don't forget it. Write it and you shouldn't forget it. Like by Mechiyas Amalek, since Amalek is the koich shikha, we know that Amalek makes things to be forgotten. So the Torah says, Ksav, Ksav Zay Zikaron, Zikaron Basefer, Zikaron, write it for Zikaron, writing is Zikaron. The Torah wants to emphasize that these membeis masos should be remembered. They're relevant, they mean something. It's not that there was a derech. Every derech means they reached the destination now and look back at the derech and you know and define the derech now. Understand the derech. Every derech accomplished something. So vayichter Moshe es mitziyeim lemaseim api Hashem. So this is the derech that we go to the Eitz Chaim. It's the derech that we go every Yom Tov. You have to go on these drachim to go to the Beis Hamikdash, which the Beis Hamikdash is considered the Mokem Achaim. So let's understand a little the Yom Tovim and just ask through the Mayim Tzorim, because we know the 3 weeks of the Mayim Tzorim are connected to Shalosh Hagolim. And the Churban Beis Hamikdash, it says that Shbati Chaga Mayada, where Hashem took away the regalim for us, Mnei Chatoenu, Galinu, Meretzenu, and also Lovi will have bigger Yom Tovim, greater Yom Tovim. So we're really working on Yom Tovim, the main Tzor, to build up the Yom Tovim of Lassad Lovi. Yom Tovim, called Kedusha Zazman. You have to understand that concept, which is called Kedusha Zazman. In other words, it's not the plain meaning, you know, Yom Tov, you know, things happen. You have a calendar. Things happen in certain dates of the calendar. So you celebrate these days, that these good things happen to Klal Yisrael, so you celebrate that day because it happened on that day. It's b'chlal not pshat. Some of it is that like this pshat in Yom Tov, I would throw out of the smedish. That's not pshat b'chlal of Kedusha Zazman. Kedusha Zazman means a certain Kedusha in Zman. There's a certain Kedusha that comes, we'll have to explain that, but a certain Kedusha that's mekadosh the Zman. In other words, there's a concept of Zman, time. Time is a creation, and this creation needs a Kedusha, it needs a sanctification, you have to be Mekadosh it, and every Yom Tov is Kedusha Zazman. Yisrael is Mekadosh Zman. And the Kedusha Zman is a very important Kedusha. It's a very important Indian, which means Kedusha Zman. Because it's not only Kedusha Zazman, it comes together with Kedusha Yisrael. Now, every Yom Tov, you say, Ata b'chatanam kalama, after son of Yitzhizibana, you speak about the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. The Hashem chose Klal Yisrael and was Mekadosh Klal Yisrael. Because of course, because on the Mayadim, the whole process of Mayadim is Kedusha Yisrael. Hashem was Mekadosh us through Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, which happened on Pesach. It was Mekadosh us more on Shavuos when he gave us Torah. It was Mekadosh us through Danani Kavod. It's all Kedushas Yisrael. What happened to Yom Tov? The process of sort of making Klal Yisrael, sort of creating that nation which is called Klal Yisrael, is through the happenings of the Yom Tov. Whatever happened in Yom Tov is a process of creating the Amzu Yitzarti, the Yitilos Yitzapeir. That's the process of sort of producing Klal Yisrael. Yitzis Mitzrayim, Pesach, Shavuos is the Bechir of Klal Yisrael. Now why is this connected also with Kedusha Zazman? Okay, it's Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And it's also the Kedusha Zazman, Yisrael Mekadosh Zman. That comes because Yisrael is the Reishis, the beginning. The Reishis of everything is Klal Yisrael. Ni B'chayri Yisrael, the B'chayri of the Reishis. And the Reishis is always called Kaddish. You always Mekaddish the Reishis. Kaddish the B'chayri. Truma is Reishis, you Mekaddish Truma. Reishis is always Kaddish Lashem. Kuram is Reishis, everything is Reishis. Every Reishis is Kaddish. verse of Bereshis, Bereshis means Zman. Hashem created Zman. What's mean? He's Yotzer the Bereshis, he's Oyser Bereshis. Means he created Zman. Zman is a Bria. In a certain way, you could say it's the highest Bria, the most subtle and the most sublime Bria that there is, Zman. Because before you create anything, you have to have time and space. You can't create anything only under the laws of time and space. And time is higher than space. Mokayim is less than Zman. Zman is more racious than Mokayim. Like you see by the Hilchos Pigel, Hilchos Kodeshim, that if it's Chutz L'Zman, it's Chayv Karis. Chutz L'Zman is not Chayv Karis. Because you're poigim in a higher place. When you're poigim in Zman, you're poigim in a higher place. I think you could I don't know if Mom should explain it, but could you visualize it. I think it's much harder to visualize something that's not under Zman than something that's not under space. Not under space, you could make a focal point. It doesn't have no space, no. Zman, I think, is higher. I'm not sure. You see from Pigel, you see that Zman is more racist than Mokayim. And Baruch Ha'isa Bereshis, Gura says, means Zman. It's the created Zman. Since Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh Zman, it means Klal Yisrael comes to the racist of the whole creation, which is called Zman. And to be Mekadosh Zman means you have to be even higher than Zman. So you're the real racist, because the racist of everything is Zman. And you're like, and it could be higher than Zman, and you could be Mekadosh Zman, means that you could be Mekadosh, you're the Bnei B'chayr Yisrael, you're the racist. And you could be Mekadosh, the racist of everything. Because the racist of all creation is Zman. Everything is under Zman. Says, "Bachatzis alai l'ani yoytze b'soch Mitzrayim." Moshe said, "Kachatzis, bachatzis, kachatzis." Shlo yitu itztignu neparah, the itztignu neparah, the astrologers of Parah will make a mistake and they'll say that Moshe wasn't exact. He said, "Bachatzis, it's not exact chatzis." Science today knows that you can't pinpoint exact point of the beginning of Zman. A second is far from the beginning of Zman. You could divide a second to parts and parts and parts, and to pinpoint exactly is impossible. Now, if Tzidun Eparer, they felt that they know the ratios of Zman. They had certain ways of calculating the Kachavim and the Mazolos and the Zman. And they felt they know when is the Chatzi alive, when is Chatzos alive. They begin a Rega, second, the Rega, that's Chatzos alive. But their calculations is off, because their Zman is already after Zman. Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh Zman, means Klal Yisrael reaches from where Zman comes from. In other words, they're mamish in the place where Lamayla Man Zman is connected to Zman. And where higher than Zman is connected with Zman, external power can't grasp that, because they're under Zman. They're not the first part of Zman. The first part of Zman is the part that touches Lamayla Man Zman. That's why in English they call a rega, they call a second. Because it's not the first, it's the second. And in Avrit, they always try to imitate English, so they call it a shniya. It's not a shniya, it has to be a rishon. But Klal Yisrael, it's not a shniya. I think they should change the word. A second should be called a rishon. It's not the second, it's the first, it's the b'chor, it's the beginning. And that Chatzi Alayla is the beginning of Zman. On that second, Hashem created Klal Yisrael. On this second of Zman, I created Klal Yisrael. Moshe said, Kachatzois, because the Tzniya Parah wouldn't understand Bechatzi Alayla. They only understand Kachatzois. But the Bechatzi Alayla, that's where Zman and Lamaylam Nazman meet. And from there, that's the real ratios. Like the Moshe said, Ani Shefchanti, I know who is the Bechor of Mitzrayim, I know who is the Bechor of Yisrael. It's Ani Shefchanti. I'm the only one that could differentiate between the Bechor of Yisrael and the Bechor of Mitzrayim. Because the difference of the Bechor of Yisrael and the Bechor of Mitzrayim is a split second, which you can't even define, you can't even grasp that. And Ani Shefchanti, I know that Bechor of Yisrael comes from higher than Zman, where higher than touches Zman, and they come from the second part of Zman. And I am the only one that can differentiate between that. And Ani Hashem, Ani Vilay Malach, Ani Vilay Zohar, and I know exactly the ratios of Klal Yisrael. That's why Bilam, let's do Ramolek, ratios going Mamolek, he knew to be Mechavim, the Rega Shel Zan. The Rega Shel Zan is that Rega from where the ratios of Goyim start. And that's a Rega of Zan. Hashem is angry at that Rega. Klal Yisrael is one Rega higher. That's why Rega is Rosh Hashanah's ratios Goyim Amolim. Because that's the Rega which is under Zman. Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh Zman, and Klal Yisrael is Boich Zman, because they're higher than Zman. They could be Mekadosh Zman. That's what Rashi says, Kisan of the Shalosh Regolim, that Bilam, you come to be Oikid the Shalosh Regolim. Because Shalosh Regolim is Kedushas Azman, and you think that you have a hold in the Kedushas Azman. You could be Metame Kedushas Azman. And you don't know that Kedushas Azman comes from a place which is higher than you could grasp. It comes from B'nai B'chayr Yisrael. So the Bechir of Klal Yisrael and the Bechir and the Kedushas Azman coincide, they come together, because the Klal Yisrael is the Rishis, the Bechir, and Zman is the Rishis, so the real Rishis could be Mekadosh Zman. Kedushas Azman means that Zman has certain mishaps, certain faults. Since it's the first, which you call Tzimtzum, no, the Mishnah was about Tzimtzum himself, Kiviyochel, and Gvul, and the first Gvul is Man. Wherever there's a Tzimtzum, there's a Midas Adin, it's not perfect until Mashiach comes. The Midas Adin needs a Tikkun until Mashiach comes. Until Mashiach still needs a Tikkun. But this Man has certain mishaps. You have to be misak in this man. You could see that this man needs a tikkun, because the instruments from which he measures man is the ma'oros, the shemesh and the reich. Because the Torah says, "V'hoy lo mi'adam v'shanam," he count days mi'adam with these instruments, which is called shemesh and reich. And just like you know, the reich is miyut ha'reich. The reich is not in its right madrega. The Shemesh also, there's a Nartik for the Shemesh. And Lo Sidlovi Dibesh is going to take away this Nartik, this concealment, this veil of the Shemesh. And the Shemesh is going to be Shiva Sayim Kar Shiva Sayyamim. So if the instruments of Zman is not Bishleimus, so of course you can understand that the Zman itself is not Bishleimus. It's not just happened so. If the instruments of not is not, it's only because the Zman is not Bishleimus. Zman has mishaps. So the faults of Zman, you could say, is three faults. And these three faults are correspond to connect the Shalosh Regolim. And Shalosh Regolim try to take away these three faults of the Zman. We're used to, because we're under Zman, so we can't see it so much as faults. But really, if Zman shouldn't have these faults. One, Chasorim, Zman, has to do with the Avar, because his mom is Koilul Avar, Ahoyv and Asit. One Chasar in his mom is Avar. In other words, when something happened, past, it's Avar. So with the time, as soon as time goes along and it becomes a big Avar, a very strong Avar, so it will be forgotten. Zman is Goyer, Shikha, you should forget. If after a long time, you forget things. Forgetting is a chasar, you shouldn't forget. Forget is like misi, like we said before. Forget is considered misi. Why should you forget? Something happened. So why should you forget? It should be there. So Zman is Goyer, meaning of Shikha. So for that, we have Pesach. Pesach is the first of the Shalosh Hagalim. So Pesach has to do with the Avar, because the Avar is before the Hoiva, it's before the Asad. So it's the beginning. The first things happen Avar, and then becomes a Hoiva, then it's the Hoiva, and then it's Asad. So the meaning of Zikara, of remembering, is that tribute, the trait that fights that mishap of Zman, which is called Shikha. The Baruch gave us a koich of Zikaron, and Zikaron takes away that chasar, and it's a refuah, it heals the sickness, which is called Shikha. So the Torah calls Yitzis Mitzrayim Yom HaZikaron. Ma'atizkos Yom Tzayis Chumeret Tzayin Kol Yom HaYecha. You should remember that day. And remembering the Kiddushi doesn't only remember. Remember what happened, you know, live it. You know, you could say, you could talk about it, but you don't feel it. You don't experience it. So this remembrance has to be so strong that Chayv Adam Liris Etzatzma Ki Lehu Yotzom Mitzrayim. And that happens every Pesach. Every Pesach, we're reliving Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not something that's past. It's not that you forgot already. It's past. It's here. You took away the chasaron of the Avar, and it has all milas of a hoiva. It's just like a hoiva. Chayvam lirasatz mekili yotzim Mitzrayim. You mekadosh this man. You mekadosh this man. That means you took away that chasaron of this man. And you're mekadosh it. And once it's kodesh, it doesn't have all the faults that Zman have. So now you could remember. Well, let's go to the Asud. So kids, one of the big chasarim of the Asud is, we used to it, that we don't look at it as a chasarim, but it's a big chasarim. One of the chasarim of the Asud is that you don't know what's going to happen. If there's a Zman, which is called Osset, which divides between your present state and what's going to happen, so you don't know what's going to happen. Why don't you know what's going to happen? You know what's happening now. Why don't you know what's going to happen? Because there's a Zman, which serves as a veil that doesn't let you know what's happening, what's going to happen. Why shouldn't you know what's going to happen? So there's a koyach which is called nevuah. And nevuah, just like zikaron fights with the Avar, so nevuah fights with that asad. And nevuah teaches you to know the asad too. So we have sukkis, which is sukkis, is sheyav ruach hakodesh. Sukkis is a yomtiv sheyav ruach hakodesh. So you know the asad. Sukkot is a zeichat ananei kavod. Ananei kavod means you're going. Where are you going? You're going to Asit. When you go someplace, you're going to Asit. Your Asit is there, and now you're going there. So you're connected to your Asit. The whole Sukkot, when you go to Arichas, is built around Shmini Atzeres. The whole Sukkot is a preparation for Shmini Atzeres. So the whole sukkah is a preparation for the asad of Shmini Atzeres. You have the hour of Shmini Atzeres, and you're working for Shmini Atzeres. You're working for the asad. Well, Swam says sukkah is loshen soichem b'ruach hakodesh. Look at ruach hakodesh. And say yom tov shi'av ruach hakodesh. Shi'av ruach hakodesh. That's why it's a special Zman Simcha Seinu. Every Yom Tov is Zman Simcha Seinu. Sukkah is the Simcha Yisera, like the Rambam says, a bigger Yom Tov is the Simcha Seinu. Because it's Poshet. Since Adai and the Samach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Olamo, Hashem wasn't happy yet with the world. So, Los Adlova is Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asov. So, if you look at the Asit, so it's Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asov. So if you have a Yom Tov that looks at the Asid, that puts you in the Asid, so that's why it's a special Zman Simcha Seinu, because the Asid is very happy. We have a very happy Asid. So you have to look at the Asid and then you become happy. It's a Yom Tov of Nevuah. And that's why a Novi has to be B'Simcha. Ain't on Nevuah Shoyer, only on Simcha. Because if you're not B'Simcha, it's a contradiction to your Nevuah. Because what's Nevuah? Nevuah means that you connect yourself to the Asid. The Asid is very happy. We have a very happy Asid. Yismach Hashem b'maaso. So once if you look at the Asid, so how can't you be b'simcha? If you're not b'simcha, that means you're not connected with the Asid. So you can't be a Novi. If you're not b'simcha, you can't be a Novi. Because simcha puts you in the Asid. Agav, I'll say another word. It's not mamish chelik of the shmuz. But also as a shaykhs. Because Baruch Hu is going to be menasel asalove du mitzvoilum with the mitzvah of Sukkah. The mitzvah is going to say, you know, we want to be mekayem Torah. There's going to be a whole debate between Klal Yisrael, between the du mitzvoilum and the Rebbein Shlalom. Why do you pick Klal Yisrael? And there was the whole debate. And afterwards, the Rebbein is going to answer them all on their all of their arguments. But then the Rebbein said, okay, if you want, I'll give it to you. I'll give you a mitzvah kalva, easy mitzvah, sukkah. Okay, so we'll see how you makayim sukkah. So there's going to be a sukkah, and the Rebbein is going to make, it's going to be very hot, but it's a cham menar, the Rebbein is going to make a big, very strong sun, and they're going to go out of the sukkah. And the Rebbein says, even though it's tar potter and sukkah, but they go out like a goy, you know, they go out the potter, you know, the potter and they boy it in the sukkah. So it could be mazmet like this, that when she tells them like this, you know, this is a time of haim lasoysam, this is a time of lamacha lekabuschor. The two tkufas, two seasons, two times in creation. Okay, the time of Haim La'Soysa passed. Now it's Yimoysa Mashiach. It's not the real, there's a certain La'Soysa there too, but it's not the real La'Soysa. Now it's more or less the Kabbal Schar. Okay, so it's too late. You know, what do you want? Do you want to Mekayim the Mitzvah now? You missed the boat. It's now the time of Machar the Kabbal Schar. It's not the time of Haim La'Soysa. Can't change the world around. So the Rebbein Shem won the debate. But the Rebbein Shem, after then the Rebbein Shem said, I'll give you eitzah. No, have a way. There's a certain mitzvah, and this mitzvah could take you out of the time that you are. When Klal Yisrael were in a time of La'Soysa, yeah, and the time of Lo Yisamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Olamim. It was not still a simcha. It's not a time of the Kabbal Scharam. It's not a time of simcha. So Klal Yisrael went into the sukkah, and they went into the Futurama. They went into the future. And they were so happy, just like they would have been in a time of Mocha, the Kabbal Scharam. And they forgot about all problems. There's no problems. There's no availus. There's no problems. Nothing. If you sing and you dance by Simchas Beis Hashem, and nothing is bothering you, because you're now in the world of Samach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Olamo. Okay? So you see there's such a concept, there's such a way, that you could go out of the present state and go in a different world. Okay. Now we're in a world of Machal Kabbal Schara. So I'll make you a sikha that goes backwards. It's going to put you in a way of high masoisa. We're now in a world of Machal Kabbal Schara. So make a sukkah, and the sukkah is, I'm bringing you back to the Zman of Machal Kabbal Schara. Okay. But Natan, the Goyim can't, they can't do that. In a day, in a world of Machal Kabbal Schara, if you have tzar, if the sun starts burning, in a world of trouble, okay, you can take it. But in a world of Machal Kabbal Schara, you can't take no tzar. You can't take no tzar. If something bothers you, it takes you out of your mind. So they're going to be buried in the sukkah. So you see the difference. You can't go, you can't go, you are where you are, but you can't lift yourself up to Zman, which is higher than your present state. So you see the difference between Klal Yisrael, Yisrael, Amakadosh, the Zman. They're not only living in the Hoiva, they're living in the Osset, they're living in the Over, they're living in the Hoiva. There's no symptom of Zman in Klal Yisrael. Now the Hoiva has a chesaron that you can't grasp it. It's so subtle that you can't grasp it. The Hoiva, because what's Zman? 1 second it's over, it's asid, and next second it's over. The Zman is a certain transition from asid to over. When is the Hoiva? Maybe one of us couldn't tell when the Hoiva is. It was asid and it became over. When is the Hoiva? You can't grasp the Hoiva. The Hoiva is mamish and the kuda, which is chag haShavuos, like Shavuos. It's the yontev of the Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim is a nekuda. It's only one day. And the whole Shavuos revolves around Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is the Aleph of Anoichi, Achtus. It's a nekuda of Achtus, which is, you can't grasp that. It's higher than a soga. So Kedushas Hazman means that you could grasp it. You could understand the Hoiva. In other words, you have Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Lo'ilam Bo. That's Hoi, Yehoiva, Vos. Hashem Melech is the Hoiva, Hashem Moloch is the Ova, and Hashem Yimloch is the Osset. In Rosh Hashanah, you have Malchi, Zechronis, and Shofers. I could say that that's correspondent to the three Sforim that get opened Rosh Hashanah, for Beinonim, and for Rosh, and for Tzaddikim. First you start with Malchus. Malchus means, you're Mamluch the Rebbein Shloim. Who is Mamluch the Rebbein Shloim? A Tzaddik. A Tzaddik is Mamluch the Rebbein Shloim. It's a Sifan Shem Tzaddikim. A Tzaddik is Mamluch the Rebbein Shloim. Rebbein Shloim is his Melech. The definition of a Beinonim, a Beinonu means is someone, everyone before he did Aver is a Tzaddik. But a Beinonu did Aver, he's no more Tzaddik. But it's not so much far from Tzaddik, he's not a Russian. He still could remember the time when he was a Tzaddik. Didn't forget that he was once a tzaddik, and this remembrance has a certain effect on him now, that I still remember my past. I remember from where I came from. I didn't disconnect myself from the time when I was a tzaddik. That's called zichronis. Zichronis means you remember when you were a tzaddik. And that's Hashem Moloch. You remember that you were a tzaddik. A Russian forgot. He forgot that he was once a tzaddik. He disconnected himself completely from his past. He's disconnected from Elokim Asos Adam Yashar. You can't recognize him. You know, we knew him as a child. He was such a sweet child. He was a Tmimistic child. He was a Yiddish child. Hey, look at me, he's old, he can't tell you, who are you? What happened to you? What happened to you? I don't recognize you. You look like a shayit. You look like a, I know what. You're such a sweet child, a sweet Yiddish child. And I look at you now, you look like a gorilla. I don't recognize him. He forgot his other. But he should know that he has a tikvah. He will once become a tzaddik. Eventually, the Baruch Shem Bayidach Memen Nidach, and eventually he will do tshuva, he'll have to do tshuva, and become a tzaddik. So Rosh Hashanah, if you want to connect himself to the Rebbein Shloim, he should say Hashem Yimloch. He can't say Hashem Olach. He can't say Hashem Melech, but he could say Hashem Yimloch. So that's Shofaris. Shofaris means Tekah b'Shofar Gadol L'Chayr Yisainu, Bal Yidach Meman Nidach Rebbein Shloim is going to be Mekabetz Ol Nidach. So Malchiyas, the Chorein is Shofaris, is Hashem Melech, Hashem Yomamlech, the Rebbein Shloim is a Melech on Tzadikim. He's a malach on the Beinim because the Beinim could always go back to the past and again be mamlach the Rebbein Shlom. The Rebbein Shlom is also a malach on Yisroel because eventually the Rosh will also have a thing. That's how you mamlach the Rebbein Shlom and Rosh Hashanah. So Mamela, this Kedusha says malam, that's mechum, that which has chesroinus and these mishaps eventually became sort of Ishtalshlus, they came into the Yimei Amtzor. From the Chasroinus of the Mayadim became Yimei Amtzor. So we're working in the Yimei Amtzor, we're working to be Mikadish that Zman, Mikadish the Zman. And there's a derech that we go to that Kedushas Zman three times a year, we go to this Kedushas Zman. We learn about this derech. This derech, it's a derech. You have to work, you have to go madrega, but every derech it means something. Every derech is meaningful. And the closer you come, you're also accomplishing. You're accomplishing that you bring a certain kedusha, of Kvod Hashem in every level that you are. And with this kedusha, we will go from darga, madrega, and that's what we're working on, that we more like Kvod Hashem is colored, so these mayadim are going to be in the sapach, l'sas, and l'simcha. We'll see clear, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech, we'll see clear that the Rebbein Shloim is the Melech on Tzadikim, he's the Melech on Rishon, he's the Melech on all places, in all situations. He's the Melech by Kitzis Mitzrayim, he's the Melech by Chorban Beis HaMikdash, he's the Melech on the Gehenna, he's the Melech on the Gan Eden, he's the Melech on the Gehenna, 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 he's the Mel